Hello, we are connecting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people that classified it of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Wait, is this a survey or something?
That's correct. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. It's not going to be taking much of your time. The information will be confidential and used just for research purposes.
Right,
we're going to be handling this as quick as we can, okay?
Right.
So, again, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Suppose I don't have an opinion at all.
I understand it. So, however, I would do appreciate it if you answer that question with one of the options, as I said. Even if you don't have any opinion, I let you know that there are, you know, some options where you, of course, will be able to see that you don't have opinions or something like that. But, yeah, we need an answer just to let you know. So, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. All right. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one, criminal justice reform.
It's very interesting.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, how important is it?
Make it 8.
Thank you. Next one, crime and violence.
About the same, 8.
Thank you. Next one, democracy.
That's a 5. Not that money for.
Okay. Thank you. Jobs and wages.
Very important. Is that
10? All right. 10. Okay, thank you. Next one, voting rights.
5.
Thank you. Next one, immigration or immigration?
5.
Thank you. Next one, housing rights.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. Next one, abortion rights.
5. Not that important.
Thank you. Next one, K-12 education.
Education is always the top of the list. 10.
Okay, thank you. A student loan debt.
5.
Thank you. Next one, healthcare.
Healthcare.
Correct.
Is that what you said?
That is correct, sir. Yes.
Yeah, it's very important. You can get that at 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, climate change.
Not much I can do about it. I would just say 5.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Thank you. And last one, racism and discrimination.
At this point time, it's about a 7.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving forward. As you may know, there will be an election for President's U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off. And sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. All right, I'm sorry. Let me just confirm. Yeah, 10. Perfect. All right. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1957.
Thank you. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's of Arts.
All right, just to confirm, you said bachelor's degree, right?
Bachelor's of Arts, 4-year degree.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change in issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
That's a middle-of-the-road thing, 5.
All right, thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
That would be a 5. That can go either way.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people's, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate. The first one, Donald Trump.
What was that?
The first one is Donald Trump.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just clarify this. You have to rate, you feel very warm and favorable.
But I don't know what the topic was. What were you saying?
Correct. So, you have to rate your feelings towards some people's, organizations, and issue on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And the first one is Donald Trump.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, let me just provide it with Lamarito. So, do you feel very cold and unfavorable with Donald Trump? You don't have any opinions. Do you feel very warm and favorable with him? So, and this is gonna be on a scale from 0 to 10.
Are you saying Donald Trump?
That is correct. That is the first name.
Yeah. I have no opinion on Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. Just one moment. All right. Next one. Kamala Harris.
Interesting.
Okay.
I really don't have an opinion on her either. Go ahead.
Oh, you're saying you don't have any opinions on her as well?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's a politician. I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Tim Wolves.
What's that name?
Yeah, it's Tim Wolves.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Next one, the Republican Party.
Slow.
All right, from 0 to 10, how favorable is it or unfavorable is it?
Unfavorable, like a 3.
All right, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
He's all right. You're almost 5.
Thank you. Next one, the Democratic Party or Democratic Party.
They give them a 5.
Thank you. All right, let me move forward. All right, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote?
I don't know who's running.
All right, I understand. So just to confirm, remember just to give you kind of some samples. So there is Kamala Harris, Donald Trump. As we mentioned before, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Carl Wells, Jill Spain. So if I know it's a long way off, but if the November 24 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for a U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote?
How we call that election?
Okay.
I don't remember who was running. I got a blank on that.
Okay. No problem. Just one moment, please. All right, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make any difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a difference.
All right, just to confirm, it makes a moderate difference, a small difference, or a big difference?
A small difference.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. The first one, powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. Next one, I am not interested in politics. Next one, the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Next one, I don't feel informed enough about the issues. And last one, I don't trust the candidates or political parties.
Not informed enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Not informed enough.
Okay, so yeah, just to confirm, feeling informed enough, you have to select the top 3 reasons. So there are 2 missions, just to make sure. So remember, one of them could be, I'm not interested in politics. The other one, powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. And the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us.
Behind the scenes operations.
Okay. All right. Behind the scenes console, well, let's get past. And the other one is missing. You have to choose one more.
Okay.
So remember, I'm not interested in politics, and the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. And the last one, I don't trust the candidates or political parties.
I guess I can trust him.
Okay, thank you. So let me move forward. Just to let you know, we are almost ending on this. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the following statement? Let me read it to you. Most people will take advantage of you if you let them. So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with this statement?
Yeah, I disagree.
All right, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. The first one, if there were a stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics. Next one, if politicians kept their promises to black community. Third one, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting. Next one, if black communities united around a common cause. And the last one, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understand black issues.
Well, they all seem to say the same thing. They're all indicating black people, so okay. It doesn't.
So you're,
they all say the same thing.
Okay, you're saying all of them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, just to confirm, we just need to select three of them, correct? So just to confirm, I know basically you say all of them. But if you can clarify what is the top three reasons that apply to you based on these factors, I can provide it to you again. If politicians kept their promise to black communities, do you think that make you feel like your vote will make a difference in this factor?
That would make a difference, yes.
Thank you. Next one, if black communities united around a common cause,
I don't think that'll happen, no.
Okay, next one. If there were most trustworthy candidates who understands black issues?
Yes.
Thank you. And next one. If there were a stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics?
Of course.
Okay, is that something that would make you, your feel like your vote would make a difference?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. All right, so moving forward, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one motivates your or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, because we protest together and vote, this administration has banned to knock warrants and check holes and mandatory body cameras for all officers when the state prosecutors fail. Federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Hamon Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve. So from 0 to 10, how much motivated to you?
0.
Thank you. Next one, because we made our voices heard, we declare our power and shape your city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. This budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation. So from 0 to 10, how motivated are you on this?
That's a 5.
Thank you. Next one, because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities. So what about this here? This one, I'm sorry, what is the rate for this one? Prince here to Ben.
I was here five. It's,
okay. Thank you. And thank you. And the last one, because we demand, because we demand change, we declare our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Board set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets. So from 0 to 10, what about this one? From Motivated, is it?
It's not that. That's a 5. It's not a...
Okay. Thank you.
That's a mess.
Thank you for your responses so far. All right. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of questions. Again, sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Just to let you know, we are on the same. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Issues that matter to me, 7.
Okay, thank you. So how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
That's 3. That's way down there.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Small difference.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as I stand now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself number 1, heterosexual or straight, number 2, lesbian or gay, number 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
That I wouldn't know.
I understand it. So, however, I can understand that you don't have the exact amount the exact amount, right? But the best estimated is fine. So you just need to provide me with an answer.
$12,000.
Thank you. What is your present religion, if any?
None.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Not at all.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
You got it.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, sir. Bye.
Bye.